Welcome back to Series 4 of the 50 Faces Podcast 2022. In this summer series, we have 10 more inspiring investment professionals to help you see our industry with a fresh pair of eyes. We hear from colleagues who have spent time playing professional tennis, ice skating at a high level, and practicing the Japanese art of kendo. We hear what that taught them.
It's no longer about winning matches or having my players win matches. It's really about, are we helping our clients accomplish their goals and objectives?
Your mental energy takes over your body. And that's really where the real training starts. So in order for you to keep going, you have to use your mental strength. Your strong will keeps you going. Ultimately, what we find out is it's not really a physical limitation that's your limitation. It's developing a sense of not quitting, keep going, patience, and more importantly, confidence.
Every time I flung myself up in the air and crashed down on the ice, he said, just get up and try it again, get up and try it again.
We hear about trial and error in careers.
There are lots of ideas on the cutting room floor that you don't see when you're looking at people's background. I don't think you can ever discount the learnings you get from your failures as well as from where you've had success.
And why variation is so essential for finding the unicorns in investing and in life.
Variance is where the unicorns lie, and this is true for people as well. It's obvious in our venture portfolio that we get it and we understand the value of it. Diversity allows you to take advantage of that variance and find those people that are unicorns that you wouldn't be able to do if you were trying to pattern match.
We hear about personalities formed through challenging assignments of a different kind.
Because it was part of the parish and because it was on the visiting duties of the Benedictine community I was working with, we were ushered into that part of the prison when we were doing our prison visits, which was quite a formative experience for someone I was, I don't know, 20, 21 at the time. It was a very haunting experience.
I like to call people like myself that have a disability, those who are blind in this community, persons of determination, not people with disabilities.
We learn about the joy of poetry and art history.
I learned how to write in studying the field. And then also to appreciate and understand different viewpoints and cultures. I mean, essentially, I think that's kind of the big picture outcome of a classical liberal arts education, teaching you how to think, you know, not what to think.
We examine our industry from every angle.
We work, as it comes to culture, we work in what I would call more of a dislocated industry right now. It's not yet a profession, meaning that the benefits are still accruing a little bit disproportionately to the professionals, to us, versus the end clients.
And as always, we learn wisdom to stand the test of time.
Each year or every other year, pick a couple of topics where you're really interested and you have some expertise and just really think about those for that period of time.
Slow down and focus a bit more on breadth.
So join us for the month of July as we celebrate summer and the rich and varied backgrounds of our industry colleagues. Listen in on your road trip or your plane ride and arrive inspired. You can find all of our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all other podcast platforms. You can also find all of our content on the 50 Faces Hub, as well as resources to enhance your career. This podcast was made possible by the kind support of Alvine Capital Management, a London-based specialist investment advisor and placement boutique.